KNOM Update News. I'm Margaret DeMaribus, and it's 9:02. Kotzebue High School engaged an emergency response last week due to concern over a threat drawn on a wall in the girls' bathroom. According to the Arctic Sounder, the graffiti warned of a school shooting and was noticed at the end of the school day on Wednesday. Students were instructed to stay in their classrooms and continue with studies, while police and school administrators searched lockers. Activities were canceled in the evening last Wednesday, but classes continued as usual on Thursday, with schools still on alert. Northwest Arctic Borough School District Superintendent Norman Eck says even though it now appears to have been an idle threat, precautions were necessary to make sure everyone was safe. The poor returns of king salmon to rivers across much of Alaska has prompted the Alaska Department of Fish and Game to step up their research efforts. KDLG's Mike Mason reports that the House Resources Committee met last week to get an update on how the state of Alaska is responding to the recent downturn in Chinook salmon runs to areas like the YK Delta and Upper Cook Inlet. The presentation was made by Jeff Regnart. He's the director of the Division of Commercial Fisheries within the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He stressed that assessing Chinook salmon abundance and productivity is a top priority within Fish and Game.
You can see since 07, we've been in a low state of productivity. The production of Chinook has varied over time. And we can go back into the early 70s, and that's really the last time we had this level of low production. And so it's been about 30 years, and here we are again. And I think we have a feel for how disruptive this can be to the different fisheries and state economy.
Last summer, the poor Chinook runs in the YK Delta resulted in significant closures to commercial and sport fisheries. And in July, Governor Parnell asked for a federal disaster declaration. The low number of returning kings prompted severe restrictions in Upper Cook Inlet on commercial set net fishermen, and the governor asked for a federal disaster declaration in mid-August. The federal disaster declarations were made in September, but as ADF&G Commissioner Cora Campbell noted, Congress has yet to appropriate any funding for relief for fishermen.
Our communications with the delegation are that they are committed to continuing to seek relief funds for the disaster in the next appropriate legislative vehicle, but it will have to be the next vehicle that comes along.
Despite the lack of federal funding, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game has ramped up its efforts to address the issue. The department prepared a report documenting gaps in current knowledge about king salmon and held a Chinook Salmon Science Symposium back in October that included some of the leading research about kings. In the wake of the symposium, the Department of Fish and Game prepared a long-term Chinook salmon research plan that Regnart confirmed will require approval of some funding by the legislature.
So in 2014, we have a $10 million request, which is a first of a five-year $30 million proposal. This includes the adult and juvenile assessment work on the 12 indicator stocks that we've described earlier in this presentation. It also includes some research for genetics and biometrics that would go across all of those stocks. And then, of course, we get into the local and traditional knowledge to go in and look at the multi-generational knowledge that's out there with the users.
The 12 indicator stocks will be a specific focus of research and include the King runs to the Kenai, Chignik, Nushigak, Yukon, and Kuskokwim rivers. Last week's presentation about king salmon in Alaska was part of the initial overview of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game by the House Resources Committee. Last month, the Alaska Board of Education approved new regulations that govern how public school teachers and administrators are to be evaluated. KDLG's Mike Mason reports the Education Committee in the Alaska Senate received an overview of the new standards last Wednesday during their first committee meeting of the new Alaska legislature. The first person to testify to the Education Committee was the Alaska Commissioner of Education and Early Development, who claims there continues to be misunderstandings about what the new regulations do and don't do. Mike Hanley says there are three basic changes, including that cultural standards are to be considered when a teacher is evaluated.
It's not specific. It does not say that you have to score a teacher on the cultural standards, but it says they shall be considered. Cultural standards, as listed in the regulation, are things like a culturally responsive teacher incorporates local ways of knowing and teaching. They use local environment and community resources. That's the relevancy to education.
Perhaps the biggest change included in the new teacher evaluation regulations is that student learning or performance will be tied to a teacher's evaluation. Hanley stresses that the student learning language refers to improvement, not proficiency.
We're not talking that every student has to jump over a particular bar and be proficient. We're talking about when they walk into the classroom, are you able to make gains with that student towards the next level?
The new regulations stipulate that teacher and administrator evaluations will remain confidential, and educators will not be held responsible for things outside of their control, like a student's attendance. The first year that the student growth data can be used in a teacher's evaluation is the 2015-2016 school year. The new teacher evaluation regulations call for school districts to base evaluations on observations in the workplace. And Senator Stevens stressed the importance of that provision.
As I recall my experience as a school board president in the 80s, the issue we often had with administration was, why is this teacher still here that no one thinks is very good? And it always came down to, we just didn't have time. And all of a sudden, a teacher has tenure, and there's no one has evaluated that person in the classroom. So to me, that's the key.
The new regulations also call for school districts to consider information from students, parents, and other educators when doing an evaluation of a teacher or administrator. Additionally, teachers would be given the opportunity to comment on a draft of their evaluations. The new regulations cover how districts are to deal with underperforming teachers and stipulates that school districts must adopt standards for incorporating student learning data into evaluation by July of 2015. Alaska's population grew in the past 2 years, with nearly every region showing gains. The state's population grew 3.1% from 2010 to 2012, with an estimated 732,298 people living in Alaska. That's nearly twice the growth rate of the U.S. as a whole. Alaska's highest growth area in terms of total population was the Anchorage-Mat-Su region, which added about 17,000 residents during the past 2 years. You Took Me at Dancers from Wainwright performed at the presidential inauguration parade yesterday in Washington, D.C. According to Alaska Dispatch, the dancers left several days ago to participate in the themed parade called Our People, Our Future, which also included a procession of citizen groups, marching bands, military regiments, and floats. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is up $4.60 to $1,695.70. Silver is up 18 cents an ounce to $32.30. Zinc is at 93 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 arrived at 8:56 and is expected to depart at 10:02. It's unofficially 17 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.